Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
Did you know that there is a local currency in Cambridge? It's called the CAM, and Cambridge 105 Radio's Alan Alder asked its founder, Peter Pope, how it works.
It's like an extended neighbourly scheme, so that neighbours who get on might sort of swap soup and do gardening for each other, that sort of thing. The exchanges are done through a currency, a local currency, called CAMs. Notionally, the idea is that if you do something, some physical activity, you charge 10 CAMs per hour. And the farmer's outlet is able to employ people to manage the shop for CAMs, and consequently sell, because it has a CAMs money input, it can then sell things for CAMs.
So it's a bit like the Brixton Pound or the Bristol Pound, is it?
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of different flavours of what are known as complementary currencies. The Brixton Pound, the Bristol Pound, are actually aligned with the normal pound, so that people don't have to think about the value of things. It's just a different kind of pound.
Yeah. And just in case listeners aren't aware of the advantages of that, it means that you spend your money locally with local producers.
That's absolutely right. Yes, yes. It's meant to stop your wealth from frittering away across the globe.
So you can't spend a Brixton or Bristol pound in Marks and Spencer's, but you could perhaps at a local market store.
Yes, yes, that kind of thing. But in the let's type of complementary currency, we align ourselves more with the system that's known as time banking. And we're a kind of halfway house. So the notion is you swap time for time. The values are completely different. You have to sort of start thinking again from scratch. Well, you know, am I prepared to work for an hour in order to buy this basket of apples or whatever? But because it's a currency, when we're not actually time banking, we're not dealing directly in hours, it's a currency which is negotiable. So if you actually say, I'm going to charge you more than 10 CAMs per hour because it's a Sunday, because I have other things to do and you know it's difficult for me, then there is the flexibility to do that.
Right.
And we had one wonderful example years ago of somebody who said, yes, 10 CAMs an hour is fine, but if you're going to ask me to do gardening, that's really hard work. I'm going to charge you 20 CAMs. But if you ask me to tutor your child in mathematics, that's fun. It's only 5 CAMs an hour. So it's a way of breaking out from the established set of values that we have in society.
Right.
Doing something a bit different.
But what do you do with your CAMs?
Well,
I mean, if I just, you know, did some mathematical tutoring and had 5 CAMs, what would I do with 5 CAMs? I can buy somebody else's time with them.
You can,
but
yes.
That's cyclic, and I might not need that. So,
yes, that's right. So we can trade goods as well. And
so could I come to somewhere like the Farmers Outlet shop and buy something with CAMs then?
You can, yes. In fact, I'm in the process of doing that very thing right now.
Right.
But also what we notice, we've been running almost 25 years. Next year will be our 25th anniversary. And the thing that gets traded most is food. So particularly if you have people with restricted diets. I had a friend once who had ME and was just sort of too tired to prepare food. So she would get somebody else to prepare stacks of food, put it in the freezer, so there was always something available. And then beyond that, of course, there's the famous babysitting. You could say we're just a grand version of a babysitting circle.
Yeah.
So childcare comes into it as well.
Yeah.
And lifts. There's one guy who likes giving people lifts to airports.
And he does it for CAMs.
Well, he'll give his time for CAMs, but you can't buy petrol or diesel for CAMs.
Yeah.
So we have this arrangement where you pass on your sterling costs. Just like for like. You're not making a profit out of it. It's just covering your costs.
Right. And it's striking me that if I was to be paid in CAMs, which I can then buy things mm-hmm. with, whether it's services, whether it's
yes.
people's time, or whether it's products like food,
yes.
there's no tax involved.
That's right. It's considered as being in the nature of a social favour. So if you were to have your neighbour cut your lawn for you, you don't expect to pay, he doesn't expect to pay tax on anything that he gets in return, like, I don't know, a cake. Because, well, for one thing, of course, the Inland Revenue don't accept slices of cake in payment for tax. But I think they do appreciate that we are fulfilling a social service, as it were, in creating extra bonds within our local community. Mm. Yeah, we hear so much about people who live alone and don't even know their neighbours. And we're trying to break through that to a degree. And in fact, I'm on my way this afternoon to go and see someone in hospital who is, in fact, an ex-Let's member. He's too old for it now. This is something that's grown out of the fact that we have this relationship through small-scale trading.
How do people get involved? In Brixton, it's easy. There are cash machines. You put in a £5 note, Bank of England note, and you get a £5 Brixton note back out. So it's jolly easy, and you go and spend it at a local shop, but not a national or multinational shop. Camlets doesn't sound quite as straightforward as
no,
that.
No, it doesn't work like that. We don't have any currency, any physical notes. But we do transactions through accounts which are mediated by the internet. So I'm just about to pay for some flowers that I bought from the farmer's outlet, and I can do that through my mobile phone. It's taken a long time to achieve that level of technology, but we are there now.
Right, I'm very impressed. So how can people find out more then?
We have a website, camlets.org.uk. We also have a Facebook page.
And the Facebook page is Camlets, presumably.
Yes.
And through the website or the Facebook page, people can become part of Camlets, I guess.
Yes, yes. You go through a formal membership process. There is a sterling subscription to cover some of our costs. We are a formal organisation. We have a constitution, and we expect our members to sign a membership agreement in which they promise not to be naughty.
I won't ask you about any transgressions.
Please don't.
Right, well, thank you very much.
Alan Older speaking to Peter Pope about the Camlets currency. Interesting. It's one of these things. I hadn't been aware of it before, though I had seen, I think it's the Millie card, isn't it, which has run on the Mill Road and I think is also still going. Right, it is 18 minutes now away from 6 o'clock.